Let's move on to our third participant, Tess Carswell. Tess is a student in the Department of Mechanical Engineering, and the title of her presentation is Who Wears the Pants?
Imagine going into a store to buy jeans, only to realize they only sell jeans made for the opposite sex. You ask, and the designer says, not to worry. We tailor the pants to fit you. Now, sure, with some tailoring, a pair of men's jeans, for example, could fit a woman, but not as good as they could had they been made for her. Now imagine, instead of jeans, this is your leg. This is what biological females are faced with for lower limb prosthetics. There are no sex-specific prosthetics. Instead, prosthetics are made based on a male design and tailored to the person, whether they are male or female. And this is despite females accounting for 30% of the amputee population. And not only are they significant, they're different. Females are more likely to develop joint disease, to fall, reject their prosthesis, and the list goes on. So there is a clear need for research addressing female amputees and their prosthetics. My research targets this need by designing prosthetics for women that fit them physically and personally. Physically, the prosthesis must help women walk. So I'll be video recording walking trials to analyze sex differences in amputee joint motion and muscle activity. Personally, the prosthesis must meet women's needs and priorities. So I'm conducting surveys and interviews to study sex differences in what amputees want for these prosthetics. And in these two aspects, I'm finding sex differences do exist. Male and female amputees physically walk different, and they also personally want different things. And these differences can offer explanations for the risks seen in women, like joint disease, falls, and dissatisfaction with their prosthetics. And just like who you are physically and personally affects design of jeans, my findings will guide design of sex-specific prosthetics. So my research will have major implications on the quality of life of female amputees. And actually, sex-based research like this is becoming more common, and it's showing to improve medical science and engineering outcomes, which makes sense. Because if we think back to the genes, we know the one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work. Tailoring a pair of men's jeans for a woman doesn't work. Tailoring a prosthetic made based on a male design for a woman doesn't work. We're learning that who it is wearing the prosthetic matters, just like who wears the pants matters. Thank you.